Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Good morning. Welcome to Flavor Coffee House. Come on in, sit down. I've been waiting for you to come hang out with me. Saturdays are one of my favorite days because I just, you know, I love being able to come and, you know, play some great music, maybe share some thoughts, even open up the phone lines here at the coffee house. So I hope you're doing well. I hope you're ready to hang out with me for the next 2 hours. You know what? I don't know if you realize it, but you really could be doing all the same things you were doing prior to clicking onto my show, right? I don't have to stop. You're surfing the internet or working on projects or hanging out on Facebook or Twitter or whatever it is that you do. You know, you can continue doing that while you listen to any of my shows, okay? I'm very, very blessed to be connected to some very talented artists from around the world, very, very blessed, and many of them are charting with their music. So I want to open up today's show with a piece by Len Walston, and this is You Should Be Here.
With me,
share this bed with me.
What can I do?
when
I feel the blame that I see is my own.
All right, that was Lynn Walston with his piece, You Should Be Here. I forgot where it is that he's ranking with that particular track right now. I cannot wait for his album to come out because, you know, trust and believe, I will be playing it here on Flavor News Radio. As I was saying, you know, I have met some amazing, amazing talents. Well, you know, ever since I've been on the air since 2009, but I have to say, you know what, we're stepping up our game right now, and some really, really high-quality artists are coming my directions in many different ways, some directly, some through their managers and publicists and all of that. I'm so very excited, though, because, you know, I appreciate the respect in wanting to, you know, in these artists wanting to be heard on my radio station, and just, you know, being able to be connected with artists and people in the industry who, you know, who've worked hard to get to where they are, who have taken those steps to be recognized as a polished business person or a polished sound. So I got to play a piece by one of my favorite new artists. She was the last artist I had on the Leopard Carpet, and you really need to check it out. But this is Raj Dulari, and I'm going to play her new single, Natural. It's also charting.
Been a skinny girl, I got curves you could see clear across the world, but I'm a real strong sister with a big old dream. You should never judge a book by its cover, you see.
That's all I'm bringing to my identity.
Cause ain't a damn thing false when it comes to me. Took a long time, now I'm feeling fancy free. Listen, let me tell you how I came to be. That I can never be like the girls on the screen. Straight hair, long legs, I felt so ashamed. Knew my hips would never match what the TV portrayed.
Flashback to when I was about 14.
I had fake long nails and a big old weave. I tried every diet trying to be size 10. Used to get so dizzy that my hands would spin. Cut off my hair, trimmed down my nails real low, hoping that my beauty would show. But today I can say that it feels so good to be me. I can say my curves are beautiful, they make me shine, they make me fine, and now I know that I'm just right.
Maybe it's me, but you can be sure that I'll give you what you need.
you're just tuning in, you are listening to Flava Coffee House, and I welcome you. Come on in, sit down, relax with me. Oh, let's see, maybe the next 40 minutes or so, I'm just going to play some great music for you. But I had to start out with some of the newer artists that have come my way, and all of these artists are charting somewhere. So I opened up with Len Walston with You Should Be Here. Then I went into my girl Raj Dulari out of New York with Natural. And then the last two tracks that you heard are both charting. And the first one was K-Jam featuring James Cola, and that piece is called Dysphoria. And then the last piece is James Cola with Take Me Higher. So, yeah, I kind of played back-to-back for him, but he's just so excited, you know. Take Me Higher made it number one on CD Baby, and then it got replaced by Dysphoria. I don't even know if I'm saying that right. Dysphoria? Well, you know, anyway. I'll have to find out how you say the name of that track. But I love me some James Cola. I think he's got a beautiful spirit. I love the way that he maneuvers online and connects with people and shows his excitement for his music. I think that's so important. I think that you have to believe in what you're creating to draw people in, you know, because there's so many artists out there that you are competing against. And some are really, really great sounds, but they're not very good at marketing. Others, you know, there are some sounds that are just really don't need to even be heard, but they've got a great marketing plan and know how to create that hype, right? But James Cola, he just stands out. So I'm so glad that we connected. And then Raj Dulari, like I said, she was on the leopard carpet with me, and she told me how she's going to be heading over to the UK. It's kind of like stepping out on faith, you know, it's someplace she's always wanted to go. And she and her manager, boyfriend are going over there. And so I decided to connect her with James Cola, who is over in the UK. So I'm really hoping in October when she's over there that the two of them will be able to meet in person. I think that would be just a really, really great connection for those two great talents to meet. But I'm blessed. Man, do you see it? Do you see why I love doing what I do? Sometimes I even need to be reminded, you know. Trust and believe, it is not easy being a cheerleader of artists. It's really not, you know. When you believe in others, it can be draining. It really, really can. And, you know, I'm a Cancer. I take on the energy of those that are around me. And I have to learn to kind of step back. I'm learning it. It's not an easy lesson for me. I have to learn to let artists just kind of own their own stuff and for me to not fall into it. Man, been faced with some challenges this last month. But, you know, I really believe that my faith is what's somewhat keeping me sane. And I got to give a shout out to my girl, Sandra, because she's helping to keep me sane also. But it's challenging. It really is challenging to, you know, work with artists and the many personalities and, you know, the different degrees and places where artists are at this point in time. And so it really took me into a place of, you know, what is it that I want to get out of what I do? And I'm connected with some amazing business people around the United States. And I'm like, you know what? They reach out to me, we connect, we do projects together. They must see me as a professional. And I really thought about this. You know, I go back to conversations with my mentor, Anne, who is a business person, not in this arena, but, you know, in the corporate arena. And, you know, the things that she put in place when she decided to step out and start her own business and what she needed to recognize about herself. And so I will have to tell you, I know maybe I seem a little quiet, which I am, you know, when it comes to the online things, but it doesn't mean that I stopped working, by no means. So I'm putting into place those, you know, and recognizing the tools that I have, the tools that I'm going to need, and really turn this into a legitimate business. So I'm working on all of that right now. And that feels really, really good. That feels really, really good, you know, because I believe that Flava News deserves to be a business. I believe that Flava News deserves to make money from what it is that I do and my capabilities. And I believe and know that it takes money to grow this and to be able to provide, you know, better and more services to a variety of artists out there that, you know, want to come on board. So I want to thank everybody for your support, whether it's through Flava News Radio, whether it's through, you know, connecting online or in person, you know, it's because of you, those that believe in what I've created and what I do and what I'm evolving into. You are, you know, who in a sense helped birth this. Although Lady Flava was birthed at my coffee house here in Seattle, Washington, back in 2003, I'm at a place where I really love what I do. I really love, despite the challenges, I think I love the challenges. Have you ever been in a place where you love the challenges and things maybe not necessarily going as smoothly as you know, some jobs can go? I kind of like the ups and downs a little bit, even if I get frustrated. You know, I push through and I always try to figure out how to make it make sense or make it work, right? And I'm very good at details. You know, plotting and planning out how something should play out from start to finish. That's one of my strengths. And so, yeah, I'm going to go for it and just, you know, see what this will turn into. I remember having a conversation, I'm thinking back about 2007 with a gentleman out of North Carolina by the name of Richard Glover. And he's somebody who works with and advises and assists, you know, people with their projects. And I was listening to his interview, and so I called in and I spoke to him. And he told me when he decided to turn it into a legitimate business and start charging for his time, people dropped off, but there were some people that stayed with him, and they grew together. And he says, you know, you have to believe in yourself. You have to believe in what you've created. And until you respect your own self and your capabilities, nobody else is going to really, really respect it. Anybody will take support for free. You know, anybody will. And I recognize also that I support people in the industry who make money from what I do. And I'm like, okay, that somebody said to me the other day, okay, why are they making money and you're not? So these are things that I needed to look at. And you know, valuing who I am, what I've grown into be, my connections globally, and the people that are actually reaching out to me. It's kind of interesting. You know, it used to be a time in my life when I had jobs and I needed to reach out and try to form those relationships to get things done for my clients. And now people are reaching out to me. It's a beautiful thing, right? I'm blessed. So, you know, it means that Flava News deserves to be. It means that I am here to grow it into something much more than what it originally started out to be. And, you know, again, I thank all of you that stop and you pay attention. If you want to be taken serious, I think that you need to know what tools you need and what you need to put in place to be taken serious. I really, really think that. When you listen to the talents that I opened up today's show with, it is very clear from the production of it to, you know, the relevance of the music, the sound, the lyrics. It is very clear that they've taken the time to put out something that is quality. And if they weren't an artist that had a quality sound, they wouldn't be charting. They just wouldn't be charting. You know, speaking of charting, I'm thinking I need to maybe explore what that looks like. I don't know. Wouldn't that be hot to have some Flava charts out there? I don't know. Just putting it out there. You just never know, right? But anyway, thank you so much for tuning into the Coffee House today. I love coming here. This is all about supporting underground independent artists. And I know on the show you hear me play, you know, mostly music. But it's not just musical talents that I support. I love literature. I love visual art. You know, I think that cooking is art. Anything that you have to design and create, it's art, right? So it's not just music that I support, But I'll be honest with you, that's who's reaching out the most. That's who's got the best hustle and grind right now, you know, out there in the connections that I have is the musical talents. You know, I will have to give a shout out to my big brother Alvin Horn, who is a spoken word artist, you know, musician and author. He's got like the ultimate best, you know, artist hustle. There is, you know, man, his shirts everywhere he goes, you know, he's got a shirt on with one of his books on it or, you know, whatever. He doesn't leave the house without product in his trunk, you know, to sell and promotional, you know, items like posters and postcards and business cards and all of that. He's always ready. He's always on point. So he's got the best. You know, the best that I've seen, but, you know, the musical talents are the ones who just kind of push forward. So I would love to hear from some authors. I would love to hear from some painters, some chefs, you know, some crafters, whoever it is, you know, to tell us about who you are and what you do, because it's not just about the music for me. But you know what? Let me see. I'm going to scroll down my list and see who else I can play for you. I think I'm going to play a piece by my buddy over there in Italy. This is Antonio Ferraro, and this piece is called Domi, and is named after his son. Thank you. Oh, that was just beautiful. Domi by Antonio Ferraro over there in Italy. I've been connected with him for a few years, and whenever he comes to the United States, it's always to New York to perform. But, man, if I could do it, I would bring him over here to Seattle. I just, you know, there's so many talents that I've been, you know, connected with that I want to experience in person. I think it's one thing to be able to listen to the music, you know, on the computer or on a CD player or MP3 or whatever, right? Or I know I'm kind of dating myself, right? But to be able to experience artists in person, it just takes things to a whole new level. It does. I talk about Black Stax a lot, you know, when they perform, because even though, you know, I really dig listening to their music on a CD, there is nothing like seeing them perform in person, live. And you may hear them perform tracks, you know, some tracks at all the shows, but it's never the same. It's never the same, and I don't know if it's like that with other artists, really. But I just love seeing artists perform live. And the other thing is there's nothing like live musicians. So like when Black Stax performed at the Triple Door with Clientele, that was special. That really was special. And, you know, it took on a whole new feel, you know, to have Black Stax, you know, performing with a live band. And so, yeah, Antonio Ferraro is one of those artists that I would love to see, you know, perform live. And I think it would be an amazing experience. So how are you doing today? It's kind of gloomy outside. You know, we definitely are going into the fall weather here in Seattle. My whole family, I think, is having allergy problems. It almost makes you feel like you're sick. You know, because there's the coughing and the cloggy throat and congestion in the nose and everything. But I do think that it is allergies, because I remember last year when we moved into this house, I was sick, and my doctor had said, you know, are there trees and bushes all around where you live in your area? And I'm like, yeah. Honestly, there are, like, big, big trees. And so, you know how I like to look out my bedroom window and take pictures of the sunset, which is so beautiful. Well, it looks, you know, over my next-door neighbor's house. And you know what? You can see, like, this powdery stuff laying on their roof. And so I just think that stuff is kicking up and blowing into the house, and it's just all over the place. So if you know what? That Zyrtec and Claritin stuff or whatever is not working. It's not working. I don't know what to take to really, really, you know, work to take care of the symptoms, but I don't know if you're suffering from that. But, yeah, I think that's what it is. You know, Dr. Flavor right here, I'm just going to say, is allergies. But anyway, yeah, it's kind of gloomy. I'm not sure if it's going to rain today. I wished I had gotten out there and mowed the grass, you know, before the rain came, so I may try to run out there today and get the grass mowed at least one more time before the weather really, really changed. But you know what? I can't complain, because we've had an absolutely beautiful summer. Absolutely beautiful. We've had temps that we're not necessarily used to. And, yeah, I'm not going to lie. I was sitting up there, you know, dying in my room because it was so hot. But it was beautiful. I mean, man, blue skies. You know, sun and just, you know, calm waters and all of that is so beautiful here. You know, to be able to step out and see the sun and the mountains, you know, out so clear, like you could just touch the mountains. Man, Seattle, Washington is a beautiful place. But anyway, I want to scroll down my list and find Monica Monet's latest, because she is out there in Jacksonville, Florida, filming her official video for her new single, Feelings. And I'm so excited. Flava News is a sponsor of this particular video. So, you know, it's a beautiful thing when you can be involved in projects and not even be there. Man, in truth and belief, I wish I was there. I really wish I was there. But to, you know, be a supporter of Monica Monet and to be, you know, a sponsor of a project like this is really exciting for me. So I want to play Feelings by Monica Monet. Track and Miss Monica Monet. I know this video is going to be absolutely amazing, so I cannot wait. Yeah, she's out there in Jacksonville, Florida, busy filming the official video of Feelings. Like I say, I mean, Monica Monet is just one of the artists, you know, that I know her in person. We brought her out, JC Cage and I from Black Stacks, we brought her out in March of last year to do a mini tour for the opening, well, with the release of her new CD, Simply Beautiful. And man, you know, to meet her in person and spend time and get to know her that way was special. And I'm blessed, you know, to work very closely with Black Stacks and Monica Monet and Mark Van Claggett. So I want to play a piece that's off of Mark Van Claggett's latest CD, which is called Emerald Drive. He is also the sponsor of this particular show, so I'm very, very blessed, you know, to, you know, have his help in what it is that I do also, and to have him believe in me. But this particular piece is very, very special. It is, you know, the only piece that I've had the opportunity to hear from start to finish that Mark has created, and to be able, you know, to hear the changes and how it evolved and what it turned into in the end. This particular piece is dedicated to his father who passed, and the anniversary of his passing was just the other day. So I want to play this in honor of John Wesley, Shadow, and this is Windsor Mill Road by Mark Van Claggett. That was Windsor Mill Road by Mark Van Claggett, dedicated to his father, John Wesley. So anyway, you know, there are special things that come my direction and relationships and experiences. And you know, this is what makes sense. This is what makes what I do exciting. This is what I really, really believe that God put me here to do, is to be connected with creative souls. I know it might sound interesting to you, you know, and you may not get it, but I do. I think it's a sense of when you're a creative soul and you wake up every morning and it's like, you know, you just have to be a part of this. You know, it's just something that's in you. I think that's who I am also. And you know, when I think back on my life, and I do think I'm going to write a book at some point, You know, when I think back on the experiences, you know, it's been exciting. It really, really has. You know, I'm a caretaker of my father, who's 91, and, you know, helped my daughter with my grandchild and all of that. And so being Lady Flava, just, you know, when I'm not able to get out and about sometimes, you know, being able to come and do radio shows and still continue to show my support, you know, through projects and working online and things like that, it really, really helps me. You know, I was having a conversation with a friend, you know, who also has an elderly, you know, parent. And it's not easy, you know, watching them age and watching them, you know, lose some of the abilities that they've had for so many, many, many years. And so, you know, to be able to sit here and continue to do what I do and to be able to support him and, you know, take care of him at this point in his life is a true, true blessing. If I had a regular job, you know, I wouldn't be able to do this. And so this has afforded me that opportunity, you know, to really explore, you know, how to turn this into, in a sense, a moneymaker. You know, all businesses need money to run from and deserve, you know, to get paid for services. And it's not something I turned into a business overnight. It's something I worked very hard at. Some of it came natural, but I've grown from the days that when I first started Flava News. I've grown, and so I'm very good at some things. And, you know, it will allow me to, you know, continue to work from home and take care of my family, which is a big, big deal to me. So, you know, I'm sitting here smiling this morning. I'm glad I got up to do my radio show, and I'm glad to be here to, you know, support the artists that I play on Flava News Radio. And I'm happy to, you know, just have the opportunity to be able to share with you some of my thoughts. I appreciate the listenership is growing on my jazz show, which is Monday nights at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And my hip-hop show is Thursday night, Pacific Standard Time. I'm really hoping to grow, you know, and gain more quality hip-hop artists and more quality jazz artists. Really, really would love to have more spoken word artists that have quality recordings and gospel artists. I've got a lot of R&B soul, and I love it. I love it, you know. But I would really, you know, love to get some more quality artists to play on my shows. And so if you're interested, you do not have to be a member of the Flava News movement to be heard on Flava News. And so you can just send me your EPK. That's really important to send your EPK and your studio recorded master tracks to radio@flavanews.com, and I will definitely review your music and your story, because I like to know something about the artist. You know, if you can tell, I know a little bit about the artist that I play, and I like that. I like to be able to tell you something about the artist that you hear on Flava News Radio, and so that's why I request the EPKs. If you want to be a part of the Flava News movement, you can go to my website at flavanews.com and find out more about the Flava News movement. There, you know, I will do a little bit more for you. I will, you know, help support you out to different social networks and different media. You have the opportunity to be featured in my blog. You have the opportunity to be featured on Flava News Radio on the leopard carpet with me. There's just a little bit more to it, and I just believe that, you know, together we can, you know, move mountains in this industry. I really believe that. None of us can do it by ourselves. And the bottom line is, many artists talk about the fact that why they have not completed a project or cannot go any further is the lack of money. My dream is to one day be able to have the capabilities of providing grants out to artists. And so I think this is just a perfect way, is through the Flava News movement, is to, you know, start building a foundation to grow that, to be able to provide more for artists, whether it's in helping to, you know, provide travel expenses for an artist to come to the Pacific Northwest to do a show, or for artists to go to another state to do a show, whatever that looks like. I think that Flava News, with your help, can provide those type of things for artists all over the globe. That I'm putting it out there, and this is something I've been working on for many, many years. It's a challenge, you know, but I believe in it. I really believe in it, and so I'm never going to give up on that, and one day I hope to be able to do it. I mean, when I'm able to and there are funds, I do support events, or I do support artists in, if nothing else, purchasing their products. And so, you know, just like being a sponsor of Monica Monet's Feelings video, you know, so, you know, get involved somehow. You know, connect with the right people, whether it's Flava News or not. You know, connect with the right people. Start building your own financial foundation to work from, to grow what it is that you're doing. Because the bottom line is, you know, now the people that I'm connected to, they get paid for what they do. They live off of what they do. And so it's like, Flava, you know, send us some artists, you know, and we'll discuss, you know, what kind of package we can put together for them and what it's going to cost. And so, you know, there's a point when, you know, you can't do anything else with the free tools out there, and you have to pay somebody else who is can provide the expertise, you know, that you're needing to go above and beyond. So, anyway, I know I'm kind of throwing some things out to you, but, you know, I'm kind of thinking out loud in a sense, because this is, you know, this is just what I do. This is what I believe in, and this is what excites me, and I process out loud a lot. And the reason I do that is because, you know, some of the things that I go through, I think some of you may go through also. And so I don't mind, you know, sharing how I think and feel, you know. And I'm just a real person, and I just try to keep, you know, my thoughts honest, you know. And, man, what can I say? I want to play an artist out of the Pacific Northwest. I met him right before my 50th birthday. I think he is an amazing young man, and I love his wife and his baby, and they have a new baby on the way, and he does it right. When it comes to hip-hop and the quality and everything, he does it right, and I have so much respect for J.C. Flow. He's the sponsor of my hip-hop show. He's got a great, great project out right now, which is called Identity Crisis. And so please go check him out on, you know, iTunes and all the online stores. You know what? You can even reach out to me. I've got copies that I can sell to you of his new album. And this particular piece I'm going to play, it also features one of my family members, my grandson's father. So I'm going to play Fire to Our World by J.C. Flow featuring Shea Black.
Can I get a little more gasoline so I can light fire to our world? I'll be whatever you need me to be so we can fight through this pain. Can I get a little more gasoline so I can light fire to our world? Maybe you'll finally see me. I am.
You picked my battered soul from day one, my resurrection. Used to feel completely empty until that you mentioned hope, birth, but in the best way. Even on that first day, my heart will forever stay. So wax, you lift the wick, it melted. Every moment, always knew that you were my selection. I spit hard, hard, and jargon in every direction. What was good was gone, cuts turned into infection. Days passed, not a second, you're not in my mind. Say you love me for the wrong reasons, but why? Let me prove to you that I am not a waste of time. But you respected me, and I'm thankful for that. Feeling like if I showed you my love, that you wouldn't slip through the cracks. If you don't wanna know what the Great Depression was, then turn your back. Wish I would've worked harder to make a better impression. Yes, I learned my lesson.
Can I get a little more gasoline so I can light fire? Fire to our world. Maybe you'll finally see me.
cut in a line of women taller than you. Your heart is soft, your personality so bold. You make it warmer whenever you enter a room that's cold. That's why I love, trust, and confide in you. When you're not around, you're wrapped around my mind too. I'm thankful for your presence, your beauty, your iridescence. How do I put into words that my life has been replenished by you? You're my better half, lover, friend, my center act. You stole the whole show the first time you kissed me back. I realized that I have been a selfish fool. Please remember why we got the same tattoo. Mine etched on my wrist, it's all respect. All the days were always meaningful, ever to me. So please give me a chance to pay this debt back and prove to you I'll do what it takes to put us on the right track.
Can I get a little more gasoline? I can light fire to our world. I will be whatever you need me to be, so we can fight through this pain. Can I get a little more gasoline, so I can light fire to our world? Maybe you'll finally see me for who I am again.
Don't leave me out here in the cold. Don't leave me lost and all alone. Don't leave me broken with nowhere to go. Feeling like got nowhere to go. Don't leave me out here in the cold. Don't leave me lost and all alone. Don't leave me broken with nowhere to go. Feeling like I got nowhere to go.
Can I give a little more gasoline so I can light fire to our world? I'll be whatever you need me to be, so we can fight through this pain. Can I get a little more gasoline so I can light fire to our world? Maybe you'll finally see me for who I am.
Hey,
yeah.
Again, that was J.C. Flow with Flyer to Our World featuring Shay Black off of his CD, Identity Crisis. It's a great CD. I can't think of a song on here that I don't like and that I wouldn't play. And the thing that I love about him is that he definitely reaches out to, you know, other local talents, you know, and ask them to come on board and get and have a feature and stuff. So like Jennifer Newberry, Michael Wassman, Spaceman, Mike Eddy, you know, Shea Black, Nima. I mean, there's a variety of local talents that you can also hear on, excuse me, J.C. Flow's, all of his CDs, actually, but this is a great one. So please go Google him, J.C. Flow. You can find him on Reverb Nation. His album is sold, you know, at the online record stores. And you can definitely reach out to me. Just hit me up at radio@flavanews.com if you want a copy. I've got copies here that I can mail out to you. So, yeah, pay attention. We've got some great, great talents out here in the Pacific Northwest. So I want to jump into a piece that's off of Black Sac's new live CD, Black Sac's Live at the Triple Door. An amazing event, and probably one of the best live projects that I've heard from an independent artist. It's really, really well done. So shout out to DJ Sean Malik. Shout out to Clientele, who are part of these this wonderful, wonderful project. So I think I'm going to play a kind of very upbeat one. This is Please Calm Down by Black Sac, live at the Triple Door.
Please calm down.
Please calm down. They yelling. Please calm down.
Please calm down. Down.
They saying.
Oh, 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 oh. Please calm down.
If you a B-boy, hold your rebel. Like your windmill. If you a MC, hold your rebel. Like the hands, go over my stand. If you a DJ, hold your rebel. Like the wheel. If you a gangster, leave you still hold your rebel. Like the hood suckers can't settle. All the anarchists hold your rebel. We still like pirates. Hollywood, get the shiny shirt. Divide this friend, branch again like Ruth. Get tantric, while she blow. Play my demo. She say the sound. Get her around. It's like a when she a
different.
different. If you were undercover, then hold your rebel. Like your cigarettes, we could make scenes for movies. I never tell like rookies, just yelling. I'm the hybrid, out ancient, and I ain't gas. The paint over the industry won't last. Fakers get stained like the champagne, like the, and I can't kill like they physical, but they have best years. I can't keep saying I'm not gonna kill. There is a time like I'm y'all and y'all fake rhyme. Ghostwriters, so hold the rebel, brother. Please calm down and say. I'm just running, I'm busting, I'm saying, please calm down.
Please calm down.
Ghost writers, hold your rebel, like the camera. Can't catch the true skill. Get watched like Master Gill, all the original school. Rhymers hold your skill. Like true DJs, hold they vinyl. I'm a time hold, till you get old. It's just you, I'm usual. Most just assuming, see you with a tile. Viewers walk the most miles. My hood got exiled. An intelligent black child. And we make your soul smile. And we
please
got control of substances. And slave cottages, they call them crack houses. They always fools. They got cherry that's rotten, walking toxic.
Please calm down.
And masters that's gangster claiming. They got Prada and Prada. My hood wants us. All the hood kings don't flaunt. Hold the rebel. Don't die for the ghetto. That's for the street of brother. Let go. Please calm down.
Triple Door. Shout outs to Sister Love, you know, DJ Shawn Malik and Clientele for being a part of that particular project. You can find it live on iTunes, and I really encourage you to go out and support this particular group. They're doing some great things, always in the studio. So when you think it's quiet, trust and believe, it is never quiet for Black Stacks. They're always working on some projects and doing things, you know, around town. So, yeah, they've been in the studio pretty tough lately working on their next project. And, yeah, that was Black Sax Live at the Triple Door. Again, it's available on iTunes and other online record stores. So please go out and support that particular event or project. So, you know, and that's the other thing that I really, really encourage you. You know, it's one thing to come and listen to these great talents, you know, here on Flavor News Radio, and I appreciate that so much. But I play these artists because I want you to hear them. I want you to experience a little taste of them. And then I really want you to go and do some research, you know, go Google them, go find them online, connect with them and support their projects. If they're in your hometown, I want you to go and support and pay to get into an event. If, you know, they're in a different location than where you are, I want you to, you know, really consider, you know, going online and purchasing their project, you know, because this is how they really, really survive. You know, they put a lot of money and a lot of time into creating something for us to enjoy. And I don't think that we really take that into consideration. It's not cheap being an artist. It really isn't. And they pay a lot of money to get into studios and to get, you know, music released, to get it online, to create graphics for it, to have it pressed, you know, and available in hard copies. It takes a lot of money. And so I don't think that we blink an eye when it comes to a mainstream artist that's in the spotlight, right? They pay the same type of money that the independent underground artists pay, you know, to put out projects. I mean, it all costs money. So, you know, help these artists out. If you love them, support them. And when you say that you support them, please step up and financially support their projects so that they can continue to grow, so they can continue to create and put out more future projects for you to enjoy. I want to play a piece by my namesake. This is Miss Flava J and Todd B with their piece, Messed Up This Time.
You messed up this time.
Yes, sir.
You messed up this time.
I can tell she was fed up with my shit. As she stared at the lipstick stain from the collar to my chest, I reached to give her a kiss. She said, you can never get no more of this. She said, I done messed up this time.
You messed up this time. Yes, you did.
You messed up. But I took my chances anyway. Temptation's got the best of me. I got caught up in my lustful ways. I didn't have no fear of getting caught. But I should have known that your friends were tall.
Girl, they at the club right now.
Cause I done messed up a real good thing. And it's driving me insane.
Did you get your brain instead of thinking with your thing? You messed up this time. Yes, you did.
Yes, I did.
You messed up a good thing. Ooh, yeah. You messed up this time. Yes, you did.
Yes, I did.
You messed up a good thing. Ooh, yeah.
And now my clothes are scattered in the street. I was a fool for a cheap thrill with a free. But baby, I realized that I made a big mistake. So please, can I come back home? Tell me what it's gonna take.
Boy, I'm tired of being a fool.
I know,
I'm tired.
Babe, I'm sorry.
And always feeling the blues.
I know I made some mistakes, babe, I'm sorry.
And I let you back in again and again. And you do the same thing. Over and over and over again.
I'm sorry.
Because
you messed up this time. Yes, you did.
I messed
up.
friend of mine. A lot of y'all didn't know him like I did, you know? But there's one thing I want to say is that he deserved better than what he received, you feel me? I ain't gonna call no names, because you know, you definitely gonna know when you hear this song. But we're gonna keep celebrating the life of one Mr. Lee Daniels, and that's what's up.
The cut. Around he got life because he wishes he would. Babies having babies, return of the 80s. Mollies and boys got these boys moving weight. And me, I got a job, but if I get a little taste of the cake that they make, then my pockets be straight. My girl telling me no, and I'm feeling like Cain. And minister society going through the same damn thing in the ghetto. They say about beef, I'm obese. You gotta learn to eat. Told my son, he a beast. And I'm just trying to live. No matter where I go in this country, man, I always feel I'm still.
All right, in that last set, I played Todd B. with my namesake, Miss Flava J. She's an amazing lady, amazing. I love and appreciate her support with their piece Messed Up This Time. Then I gave you a taste of two sides of Mr. Cotton. I played first, You Deserve Better, and then second, I played Still in the Ghetto. That's my man, Mr. Cotton, down there in Louisiana. I'm beginning to really, really think that when it comes to hip-hop, there's a definite regional sound. I think different parts of the United States has a different subject matter, a different sound and flavor to it. So, you know, what do you think about that? I don't know. I just really do. When you listen to the hip-hop that I play, you know, on my hip-hop show, and if I was to tell you the locations of where the artists were, you know, or where the artists are, I think you might say that, yeah, there's a definite different sound depending on where the artist comes from. But how are you doing? I'm still looking at this gray sky out here and trying to talk myself into going out and mowing the grass after the show or at some point today, and hopefully before it might start raining. Because the grass is actually starting to get a little green out there. One bad thing about when it's sunny here in Seattle and that we don't have the rain, the grass turns brown. So with the rain we've had for a few days now, the grass is actually turning green now. And, yeah, I really need to get out there and mow it before the more rain hits. But anyway, I hope you're doing well. It doesn't matter what the weather's like, right? It's all about our attitude and how we choose to approach the day. And, you know, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling just excited about the changes that I'm making when it comes to Flavor News. I'm really excited about, you know, the people I'm networking with and the potential of what can transpire for artists here in the near future if they like and they're ready. And so, yeah, stay tuned. You know, I'm not going to put it all out there right now, but I'm really, really excited. You know, yeah, I've been a little bit more quiet. And now I'm going to be honest with you. You know what? I'm kind of got bored with Facebook. I do peek at it, you know, throughout the day and night, and it hasn't changed. And the same things are being posted and the same things. It's really hard to tell whether people are paying attention. I will say when it comes to having an actual page for like a business or something on Facebook, it's a little better because you can tell how many people have actually looked at posts. It gives you statistics and logistics, who's looked at it. And so, you know, I'm an administrator for, I don't know, about three pages on Facebook with some other people. But when it comes to just a regular page, it's really difficult to know how many people are actually paying attention. But, you know, I peek at it through my phone while I'm, you know, doing some studying and working on some things. And I'm like, it really hasn't changed. It's like, okay. I guess maybe it would feel better if I saw people hitting the like button on stuff, and I don't know, you know, that's a challenge. I will give a shout-out to my people on Twitter because, you know, I really, really appreciate. Some people are reposting for me. I have no idea who they are, you know, or connecting or, you know. That's where I've met a lot of, you know, more international connections is on Twitter. And so I definitely understand the value of it, yet I still don't get I'm not into the hashtag thing. Once in a while, I'll try the hashtag. And I don't like it where you can't write too many words. You know, but anyway, I have a new appreciation for Twitter. I have not gone on Instagram yet. I don't dig some of the pictures I see people posting off of Instagram. But I'm thinking that must be an effect that they put on the picture. Since I've never been to Instagram, I don't really know how the setup is. But, yeah, I'm not into that. And, you know, I've realized that I'm on sites I don't even know that I'm really on. And I think it happened because if an artist posts something from that site, it causes me to have to click on an application or something to be able to listen to see what they post. And so I'm all of a sudden getting these notifications that people are following me on places. And I'm like, I don't even know what it is. So maybe I should explore that because there are some sites that quite a few people are signing up to follow me. So anyway, it's interesting being online, isn't it? But, yeah, there's parts of me that really, really doesn't miss it. And I'm enjoying, you know, doing things offline that I'm doing, you know, and, you know, growing in that direction also. So anyway, I thank you so much for continuing to come and hang out with me here at Flava News Radio. Again, Flava Coffee House is the most popular show here on Blog Talk Radio for Flava News Radio, and I love that. I love that. You know, generally I open up the phone lines and, you know, if anybody wants to call in and promote themselves. And still, you know, we've got about 20 minutes left. If there's anybody who has a project that they want to promote or to tell us about who they are or what they do, I would love to hear from some authors. I'm just going to put it out there. I would love to hear from some authors because, you know, I know authors feel like, you know, they struggle, you know, in getting promotions. But I don't think that they utilize all the tools that they have available to them either. So if there's any authors out there, 347-857-1189 is the number to call in. We've got about 20 minutes left. Otherwise, I'm just going to keep playing some music and you know, and close out the show that way, right? So let's see, what direction do I want to go now? Okay, I think I'll play another piece from A Talent Out of the Pacific Northwest. This came to me by way of Erica Reed. This is Michael Wassman, and this is Still Hold On.
Sirens wailing, people gather round. It's a disaster, another man come down. Didn't know what he did. He thought the coast was clear. Blindsided in the night. He didn't check the rear view mirror.
from your soul. But love knew better than I did that you would never.
Love is a rose, so blue. rose. Because with every petal that falls,
it becomes more fragrant.
It becomes more fragrant. And its sweetest point
is at the heart.
Is at the heart.
Where love.
Where love is true.
Take a ride.
I'm falling to pieces.
Cause when a heart breaks, no, it don't break even.
Thank you so much for joining me here at Flavor Coffee House today. I'm Lady Flavor of Flavor News, and I love me some underground independent artists, and even more, I love sharing them with you. So every Saturday, we meet here at the Coffee House, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and closing out today's show with Michael Bossman and Still Holding On, Morris Allen with Love Knocked Me Out, Veronique with Playground, Peter Moore with Blue Rose, and closing out today's show with Miss Margot B with her piece Break Even. Miss Margot B has just been picked up and is a feature on Boardwalk Empire, the HBO series. So please tune in and watch her on that particular series. I watched it last night, and that's pretty intense, kind of some gangster Godfather type stuff, huh? But anyway, I'm so excited for Margot B. And all these opportunities that are coming her way as an actress and as a singer. And, yeah, she'll be stepping on the leopard carpet with me in the very, very near future. So stay tuned for that. Anyway, take care. God bless. Thank you so much for joining me at the Coffee House. And join me again every Saturday, okay? Take care and have a great, great day.